When the first disciples of Jesus reached Rome and began to preach their new doctrine of a universal brotherhood of man, nobody objected. The man in the street stopped and listened. Rome, the capital of the world, had always been full of wandering preachers, each proclaiming his own mystery. Most of the self-appointed priests appealed to the senses, promised golden rewards and endless pleasure to the followers of their own particular god. Soon the crowd in the street noticed that the so-called Christians, the followers of the Christ, or Anointed, spoke a very different language. They did not appear to be impressed by great riches or a noble position. They extolled the beauties of poverty and humility and meekness. These were not exactly the virtues which had made Rome the mistress of the world. It was rather interesting to listen to a mystery which told people in the heyday of their glory that their worldly success could not possibly bring them lasting happiness. Besides, the preachers of the Christian mystery told dreadful stories of the fate that awaited those who refused to listen to the words of the true God. It was never wise to take chances. Of course, the old Roman gods still existed, but were they strong enough to protect their friends against the powers of this new deity, who had been brought to Europe from distant Asia? People began to have doubts. They returned to listen to further explanations of the new creed.